ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's going to finish it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the MMA Hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I've been doing this quite a while now, better than 3 decades. Welcome to your inside look at the world of combat sports. Open phone lines around the world. We're talking MMA, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The experiment in weight that was Anthony Pettis, the former lightweight UFC champion, moving down to 145. Well, that ended last night. Max Holloway ended that with a TKO straight up. Anthony Pettis, a man with nowhere to go, not at 155, not at 145. Time to hang it up for the former UFC lightweight champion. As I said, open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather, are they going to fight? Some people call it TMZ. Some people call it reality. Some people say it's going to happen. Some people say it's a natural. Wow. Mayweather, McGregor. Mayweather, of course, just shows up. They pay him to show up. I don't know why. I keep telling he's pulled off the biggest con on the American public. Take it back on the sports public, the sports buying public ever. Nobody's ever pulled off a bigger con than that. I mean, time and time again, he tells you, this will be a great fight. This will be an exciting fight. I'm knocking this guy out. I'm killing this guy. He doesn't kill anybody. The bottom line is, his fights sort of suck. And you know they do. So Mayweather and McGregor, can that happen? We'll talk about that in detail. UFC 206 and more today on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide from the West Coast in the city by the Bay, San Francisco.
By now, I'm sure many of you are already enjoying the sight and the smell of a real Christmas tree in your home. I'm Danny Lifter with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about keeping it safe this holiday season right after this. Windows are a prime spot for energy loss, but you can add a barrier against the winter chill by installing Duck Brand Roll-On Window Kits. Designed with ease in mind, Roll-On Window Kits come with a pre-taped edge for easy application, require no measuring, and fit the window frame for an airtight seal. Also look for Duck Brand's heavy-duty window kits. They're 2 times thicker and more puncture-resistant than standard window kits. Keep warm and save with Duck Brand. Find Duck Brand weatherization products at duckbrand.com. This time of the year, there are a few things that get us in the holiday spirit as well as a real Christmas tree. But unfortunately, a dry-cut evergreen tree can also become a raging inferno in seconds. It's important to never let a fresh tree dry out, so here's a few tips. Check the tree stand's water reserve frequently, and particularly when you first bring it into the home. Never let the water drop below the bottom of the tree. If the needles become brittle or drop off excessively, the tree is just too dry. Be sure to locate the tree away from heat sources like radiators, fireplaces, and hot air vents. Finally, only use UL-approved lights on your tree and never burn candles anywhere near it. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's owner.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
He's done it. We have a new heavyweight champion in the world.
Vitor, the most lethal hands when you speak quickness in UFC history.
The other thing I noticed in the Vanderlei Mike Van Arsdale fight was that Vanderlei Silva seemed to walk through Van Arsdale's punches, like to move forward. I don't know if he wants to do that with Vitor Belfort.
Vitor is wearing shoes, so he will not be able to strike with the feet. Oh, he does with the hands, though. Vitor Belfort is the winner. 44 seconds. The knockout by Vitor Belfort.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Finding your right weight class is tough in the world of combat sports. I kid you not, when I was a 65-pounder, 75-pounder, 85-pounder, of course, there was always these little weight clashes in between, like 80 pounds, and sometimes we fight at 82 pounds. We do a catch weight fight, things like that. But, you know, it was very significant in that when I moved up in weight each 5 or 10 pounds that you realize I was getting bigger and fighting bigger guys, okay? So that's what that was all about. And at one point in time, I was a fantastic junior welterweight, 140 pounds, 139 pounds back in that time, but not a great welterweight per se because of the size. The skills were still the same, but that 8-pound difference really made up. It was like light years. Anyway, Anthony Pettis, the ex-UFC lightweight champion, of course, lost that title to Rafael Dos Anjos in a bit of an upset about a year and a half ago. He lost last night to Max Holloway. Now, this wasn't that big of an upset because Holloway is a good fighter. Of course, these guys did a catchweight at 148. But Pettis seems to be lost now. He can't find his way at 155, can't find his way at 145. Maybe it's time for him to walk up to the sunset. Because, you know, when you take a couple of beatings in the world of mixed martial arts, and you're not going to go anywhere but down, why continue? Is the money worth it? I mean, with CTE and brain damage and things like that being prevalent, I just don't think that the brain cells are worth cashing in for a couple of bucks sometimes. I mean, go get a job. You know, go drive for Uber. Go drive Uber or do Lyft. Anyway, the co-feature last night was the cowboy Donald Cerrone was talking about a union, believe it or not, a MMA union. He's talking about that, of course, with Dana White, according to BloodyElbow.com and according to Bloody Elbow, that Dana's all behind a union now. Why now? Why wasn't he behind it when he was taking, you know, 90% of the money? Well, not 90% of the money. Let me put it to you like this. I'll sort of lay this out to the average sports fan. Imagine the USC being a 100-yard football field, and it's all about money. There's 100 yards of cash, right? Well, the USC ownership takes up 87% of that cash. That's a lot of green. That's a lot of grass. I think the athletes, you know, the golden goose, you must feed the golden goose something. You can't throw them a couple of bread scraps. And apparently at 12% of the revenues, that's what the fighters are getting. Of course, that's the basis of a class action lawsuit, which is underway right now in the city of Las Vegas as I speak. Max Holloway, as I said, a winner over Pettis. Cerrone, a winner over Matt Brown. That was a KO, a head kick in the third round, 34 seconds in. Cub Swanson was a winner. Kelvin Gastelum was a winner at middleweight. Kelvin's not a bad fighter. I'm looking at some of the other names down here. I'm not all that enthralled with it per se, but there was a catchweight 117 pounds women fight. Viviana Pereira defeated Valerie Lertemayo. That was a split decision, 29-28 all the ways around. And you know, UFC 206, I wouldn't pay for that. It was a pay-per-view event. I didn't watch it on pay-per-view. I watched it, but I didn't watch it on pay-per-view. So what I'm trying to tell you is if you watch it on pay-per-view and spend $70 for that or $65 for that, man, please just send me the money. I could have told you. That wasn't worth $70. Just send me the money instead. Watch it delayed on the computer. Send me the money. I'll give it to charity. Anyway, of course, UFC's got some events upcoming. Talk about Paige VanZant, the finest chick in all of MMA right now, isn't she? Yeah, she's probably better looking than Ronda. Of course, Ronda's got the implants now. Ronda's going to go December the 30th. But, you know, Paige VanZant fighting 115 pounds, of course, that strawweight, is she good enough to beat Ballerina? Probably not. Probably not. I mean, that's not going to happen, okay? Paige VanZant, as good as she looks, they're going to have to keep her away from the champ. Michelle Waterson's her opponent at 115 pounds, of course. And the welterweight co-feature Sage Northcutt is going to take on Mickey Gall. Now, Mickey Gall has an interesting background, of course, on this December 17th card. And the reason why I'm saying that is that Mickey Gall's the guy that turned back CM Punk. Of course, CM Punk, the WWE phenom that came over to the world of real fighting, the UFC, got his head handed to him. I mean, the fight was put off for like a year and a half. Remember that? They kept putting it off. He kept getting hurt. This happened. That happened. You know, he had the flu. I mean, everything happened to CM Punk. It should have been a precursor of what was of things to come. Because, you know, you don't go from pulling punches to throwing punches. I just don't think you do that. I really don't. I don't know too many guys have been able to, make the crossover from professional wrestling to real fighting. I mean, how many guys outside of Brock Lesnar? And Lesnar did it briefly. I mean, Brock's coming back here and there, and of course suspended now possibly for a year. John Jones, we'll get to that after break, but John Jones is out a year, no doubt about that. Of course, he testing positive for some drugs. We'll talk about that. Well, in fact, we'll hear from John Jones later in the show. But John Jones and Joe Rogan, John Jones talks about testing positive for drugs and how he did it, believe it or not, for sexual reasons. The guy's like 27, 28 years old in his prime, and he needs dick pills. We'll talk about that. Well, actually, Joe Rogan will talk about that with John Jones a little bit later. Open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Also on that card, the 17th of December in Sacramento, California, the Golden One Center, which took over for the Arco Arena, a place that I announced at very many times. Great fights up there, both MMA and boxing. But the California Kid, this may be supposedly the swan song. I'm talking about Bantamweight, former WEC World Extreme Cage Fighting Champion, Uriah Faber, the best fighter ever to win, ever to not win a UFC title in the world of mixed martial arts in the minds of many, taking on guess who? Brad Pickett. Brad Pickett's from Europe. He can rock. He's the real deal. He can fight. He's a little old, but he's got all the tools. In other words, two older guys going at it here, and which should be a good fight for three rounds, of course, at 135 pounds. And I still don't know how Uriah Faber makes 135 pounds because he walks around about 175, 180 at least. Like he's a very, very big guy. So that's going to be in Sacramento, California. I'll probably be octagon side for that card. But the card that I'm really thrilled about, really thrilled. I mean, this is the card of cards. Why is it the card of cards? Because it'll probably mark the end of Ronda Rousey. I'm talking about December the 30th, UFC 207, of course, live from the T-Mobile Arena in Paradise, Nevada. Not Las Vegas, Paradise, Nevada. Of course, on top, Ronda Rousey, the once beaten former Bantamweight champion, the phenom, the icon that she was, is, or whatever. Anyway, taking on Amanda Nunes. Amanda's lost a few times, so Amanda knows what it's like to lose. But Amanda's a real deal. She's got a big toolbox. In other words, you know, when people come to work, when an electrician comes to work, you know, he's got a toolbox, right? So he's got to have the right tools in that box. Well, guess what? She has the right tools. Ronda Rousey has tools as well, but her tools are not, it's not a complete set. She doesn't have all the wrenches. Why do I say that? Because outside of the judo and getting people on the ground, she's not all that good. Her stand-up game is terrible. I mean, she was talking about maybe coming over and fighting as a professional boxer, as a women's professional boxer. Give me a break. I mean, come on. We saw what Holly Holm did to her. Holly Holm boxed her ears before she beat the pulp out of her. Of course, then Holly Holm got beat up by Miesha Tate. Miesha Tate got beat up by Amanda Nunes. Now Amanda Nunes and Ronda Rousey going the 30th, of course, the day before New Year's Eve in Paradise, Nevada, Las Vegas, Nevada. The co-features Dominic Cruz, the long-reigning bantamweight champion. Of course, the only time he really wasn't champion was when they took it away from him because he tore his ACL, not once, not twice, but thrice, three times, right? Tore his ACL, anterior cruciate ligament. Wow, three ACLs. Actually had four. How can you have four? How can you have four? He had four. Yeah, yeah. One he took, ACL, and he tore that, so they had to replace that one. So that's two. Then he had another one. He tore that one, replaced that, so that's three. Then they replaced it again, and it rejected. So he had four in all, but three they kept. Take that back. Four ACLs. That's pretty crazy. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast, and we're talking UFC 207. Of course, TJ Dillashaw, the former Bantamweight champion, the man to beat Renan Barrera, and then sort of went into obscurity without fighting the aforementioned Uriah Faber in the Battle of Sacramento. Shame on you, baby. Maybe taking on John Lineker at 135 pounds. And the real fight on the card, the fight that I'm really pumped up about, forget Amanda and Ronda, is Fabrice Verdum and Cain Velasquez. That's right. C-level Cain Velasquez. When we say C-level, we mean SEA level. In other words, no high altitude. He's probably going to beat Verdum like a drum. That's just the way I see it. Verdum lost a step. Cain, very, very mean, a very rough customer. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide, open phone lines around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Still to come later on the show, John Jones talking his drug issues right here on Sports Byline.
You know, everyone has their moment of picking themselves off the floor, and I'd gone through several of mine, but no one had actually seen me go through it, and maybe I just had to be that example of picking myself off the floor for everyone, and maybe that's what I'm meant for.
Hey, yo.
You say, look, yeah, but don't touch, baby. No, 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 don't touch. Who's that lady? Who's that lady? Sexy lady.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
After a game, he always made sure we had a couple extra beers.
So let's just talk about what happened. You tested positive for some estrogen inhibitors.
Yeah, estrogen blockers.
Estrogen blockers that a lot of people associate with people who take steroids.
Right.
People take steroids, they want to restart their system, or if you want a testosterone boost, you take Clomid or Clomiphene, and these are standard drugs in the steroid users' world.
Yeah, this is all new for me.
Yeah.
Basically,
what did you take?
Spill.
Off brand.
It wasn't actual Cialis, but it was described to me as being a Cialis, and so I thought it was a Cialis, and I just took it. So
why does a guy like you need Cialis?
I have a huge cock, Joe.
It's too big.
It's too big.
That's a good answer. You don't have the resources to get it normally. You're partying.
No, I wasn't even necessarily partying. No, I've taken like male enhancement before, and for people who haven't taken it, you literally, you know, you go from being like that to just it puts the twist at the end of a punch.
Twist at the end of a punch.
You know what I mean? Right. It's a good time.
Yeah.
You know? And
it's a good time. That's going to be a quote, John Jones. It's a good time. Now, what was this, like one of those gas station rhino pills, one of those things?
No, I had a teammate basically tell me, hey, he was talking about how his girlfriend's a pharmacist and he's capable of getting all this stuff and all that type of stuff. And I was like, well, I don't do drugs or anything like that. And he's like, you ever take a Cialis? And I was like, yeah. He's like, I got a Cialis. And I was like.
But you said you don't do drugs or anything like that, but you had done drugs.
Well, yeah. But no, he was talking about all these painkillers and all this different
things on top. Yeah.
That he has because his girlfriend's a pharmacist.
Where is she getting this off-brand stuff from? It's like.
I don't know.
People get a lot of stuff from China. I mean, that's what happened with Anderson.
Yeah.
Anderson got liquid Cialis from China, and it was tainted.
Yeah. Wow.
This happens. I know for a fact it happens. I mean, everyone knows for a fact it happens. The supplement industry has a giant issue with the people that mix the stuff. Like if you have a vat and you're mixing up whatever creatine or something like that, and right before, I mean, if this is done in some country or some place that doesn't have excellent standards, it's not scrupulous, you could have been scooping up steroids in the batch before that, and you just throw the creatine in it, and some of it gets contaminated.
Yeah.
They don't clean it.
Yeah, and that's pretty much... I'll get to that, but
okay. So you take this off-brand Cialis.
Yeah, the guy's like, you ever do like Cialis Viagra's and all that stuff? And I'm like, yeah, I've had male enhancement pills before. And he's like, oh, I got Cialis. And I'm like, oh, this is great. So I ended up taking one of the Cialis pills, and and I thought everything was fine and dandy. I had no clue, that I was now. Having something else in me that was illegal. I took the Cialis pill on June the 14th, June 16th. USADA came over to my house 6 o'clock in the morning. Hey, what's up, guys? Got coffee going, offering everybody water bottles. Super nice, hospitable, come in. Laughing and joking with them. I had no clue that that test was going to be the test that derailed my life. And, you know, right before UFC 200, my manager, Malky, calls me over to his hotel room, and he's like, hey, I want to talk to you, man. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, hey, you're not going to be fighting. I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, you know, you didn't pass your drug test. And the level of hurt and confusion, and I literally had an anxiety attack, and I had never had one of those before.
What did that feel like?
I felt like the whole room just came in on me. Like, the whole room came down on me, and I was just... I couldn't breathe. I remember opening up his hotel window, looking for a balcony so I could just breathe and realize that I'm like not trapped. And I instantly started thinking about the weight of the world literally on my back. I knew that I wasn't going to be fighting a few hours before everyone else knew, the public knew. And I could already start hearing everything. Even my own coaches were looking at me like, just their hearts were on the floor. Like, I had done so much to get back to fighting at UFC 200, like getting my life in order, getting the people around me in order, getting my health, my mind, you know, just being in order to beat DC. And like literally right now, I've done so much of the right things to be back in a good position. And right now, you know, people look at me as if I still don't have my shit together. But the only thing that I did was I took a pill that I thought was going to give me a boner. And it literally, it's caused me a lot of heartache and a lot of disappointment and a lot of, you know, just threw me back.
Did you think in any way, shape, or form when someone gives you this pill and you don't know where it came from, you don't know what, did you think, man, I don't know what's in this?
No, I didn't think of it because I have been dealing with the athletic commission. I've been in the UFC for a long time. And I've taken little gas station dick pills before, like, you know, like, and I've never failed the drug test, ever.
Right, and but did you ever think that you might have got lucky?
No, I didn't think I got lucky. I thought that you failed drug tests when you're doing sketchy.
Right, but didn't you think there might be some sketchy Chinese gas station rhino dick pill?
I what do you know about the rhinos?
My friend Brian called it. He was on the podcast. He said, you know, John likes to party. I bet he took one of them dick pills.
That's funny.
He called it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he was on. I've taken them several times before, and with the Nevada State Athletic Commission, I always pass my drug tests, and I know that I would never do anything to cheat the sport. I have a lot of pride in my work ethic, and knowing that, dude, I've been skinny my whole career, whooping people's ass. I'm not a knockout artist. I win because I'm smart. And, you know, I work hard.
Yeah, but you've also done a lot of cheating. I mean, let's be honest, man. You don't catch test positive for, estrogen blockers. And before that, remember he had his T-level before the Cormier fight that tested him in December of 2014, wasn't it? When he came up, of course, with the testosterone level of an 85-year-old man. Here was a guy that was 26, 27 years old in his peak athletically, and he came up with the testosterone level of an 85-year-old man, and nobody says nothing about it in the company. Nobody says nothing about it at the athletic commission. Few people said anything about this in the media. Why? Because they're dumb. They just don't realize that, you know, the reason why he tests so low in the minds of many is that this is symptomatic of somebody cycling off of steroids, cycling off of performance-enhancing steroids, anabolic steroids. This is what happens when you cycle off them. Your T levels drop to incredibly low levels. So what you do is you take an estrogen blocker and it sort of raises your T level back up for the blood test. I kid you not. It sounds a little crazy. It sounds a little corny, but that's the way it's done. Of course, John Jones testing positive for cocaine. I got no problem with the cocaine. I really don't. I got no problem with the marijuana. I don't have no problem with that. See, what he does in his own time is his own business. I don't have a problem with that, okay? But when he comes on and he's sitting there BSing Joe Rogan, yeah, I would never do nothing to hurt the game, you know. He's so full of spit. His nose must be growing like, you know, the blackest Pinocchio you've ever seen in your life. I mean, it's got to have like a 90-inch nose after just that one interview. I mean, think about this. I mean, all the things he's done of late, in the past couple of years, let's talk about just what he's done. Of course, he had to get out of New York area because of a DUI and a hit and run type of thing up there. Then he came down to Albuquerque, New Mexico, of course, and then it was all about John Jones, you know, being the most dominant athlete in town. But at the same time, John Jones was getting in problems. I mean, John Jones has been cited for drag racing. John Jones has been pulled over and has been on videotape insulting the police, berating the police for apparently no reason. I'm not saying the Albuquerque police are a great, great force. In fact, they're very corrupt. In fact, probably one of the most corrupt police forces in the United States statistically. But John Jones is a bit of a turd. He just is. And, of course, that hit and run down there, when he cracked into that lady's car in the wee hours in the morning, of course, and he broke her arm. She was pregnant or something like that, and he ran off. And then he came back and got his weed and some money out of the car, and then he left again. So actually it wasn't hit and run. It was hit and run and run. He did it twice. He ran twice. Of course, he was cited for that, did some community work for that one. Of course, spent a couple of days in the slam as well. But John Jones now suspended for a year. He won't be back until July of 2017. Good riddance. When he comes back then, will there be anything left to John Jones? That's really the big question. I mean, because, you know, you keep skirting things and pushing the ball further down, you know, down the road, this and that, thinking, yeah, you know, everything's cool. But you get old, man, and you get injuries, and you get, and, you know, and Father Time, you have no friend in Father Time. Father Time is not a friend for anybody but a bottle of wine. Unfortunately, fighters are not bottles of wine. Open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We'll hear from Conor McGregor. Of course, he was on Conan's show, and then he did his thing as far as different little sound bleeps here and there. And of course, my man, I'm talking about Floyd Mayweather, was involved as well. Floyd and Conor going back and forth. The Battle of the Mouse, live on Sports Byline, of course, right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool.
You know, to get out back in front of the fans and to just be open and honest with them. Just everything about me is really out there right now.
Everybody plays a fool. Ooh. Falling in love is such an easy thing to do. And there's no guarantee that the one you
if you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You are the same weight as Mayweather, as anyone's ever seen.
But if you're asking would I like to fight Floyd, I mean, who would not like to dance around the ring for $180 million?
Yeah.
If we were to fight in... I certainly know he would not want to step into my world, the world of pure unarmed combat, where there is no limitations, but I most certainly would step into his world.
They have you fighting MMA fighters now, they have you doing all
the... I started, it may not be a rumor. Fingers crossed, it may be a boxer versus an MMA fighter, so we just don't know.
Let's start with Conor McGregor, because that sounded like Floyd Mayweather. You said you started that rumor yourself, so that sounded like you were looking for a little attention, though.
Well, it's really not a rumor. The fight may happen. You know, we really don't know as of right now. But do I think the fight will happen?
Absolutely.
Really? Are we talking a boxing match or an MMA match?
A boxing match, because most fights that Conor McGregor won inside that, you know, inside the octagon, he was a stand-up guy.
What do you tell all the fans about Floyd Mayweather, Conor McGregor? Because the whole world is breaking the internet.
Oh, man. I got to say, Conor McGregor, he's tough. He's a tough and most guys that go to the fight does happen. And I can't overlook no one. I'm pretty sure we're going to have a master plan to make that fight happen. It hasn't happened yet, but we locked down some dates.
I don't know if you saw this, but Monday morning, you took over the internet. Front page of every newspaper about what you said, that the only fight you're coming back for is McGregor. And the first people were
Conor McGregor.
The first people thought you were joking, but now when they see that it's coming to fruition and may be the real deal, everybody's into it.
We're just working. Just working. Everything takes time. Working. We haven't talked yet. You know, pretty sure we'll get to talking real soon, because I know everyone wants to see this fight before the end of the year.
Whether real?
I heard a boy talking. Said he gets $100 million. I get $7 million. That's a block contract. He's right. I have the youth. He needs me. I don't need him.
Are there any thoughts to a future potential boxing match with Floyd Mayweather?
Yeah, of course. Right now I have Floyd running around the Showtime offices gathering my money. That's what he's doing. He's running around the Showtime offices begging for those executives to come up with $100 million cash for me to fight me. So as soon as he gets my money, we can fight.
Conor McGregor's an MMA fighter. He uses your name before his last fight. He's calling your name now. What do you make of that, of another sport, another fighter wanting to fight you?
You know, I try to play the background. That's why when the fighters fight, I don't get in the ring and try to steal a fighter's shine. You know, sometimes the fresh shine.
So, Floyd, about you and him and what your thoughts on him overall?
Well, tonight, it's about Mayweather Promotions. I tried to make the fight happen between me and Conor McGregor. We wasn't able to make the fight happen, so we must move on.
Press conference, and Conor brought your name up. Is that finished now, or do you think it'll ever happen?
Within my company, I'm the boss. I call the shots.
He might be the Floyd Mayweather of UFC, or he took some things from you to be...
I mean, if he did steal my blueprint, I think it's a good thing. He's a hell of a fighter. You know, he can fight, he can box real good. As far as stand-up, he's very good.
Alive. I'm here. Where's my money? You keep dropping my name and you haven't got the money, then I'm going to show up at your front door. So we'll see. But Floyd does not want a fight. Floyd wants a match under a specific set of rules. I don't need rules.
You win the fight on Saturday, Conor. What's next? Would you focus your attention maybe on Floyd Mayweather? There's rumors out there that he's willing to give up $50 million if you fight.
$50 million. Yeah, I told him the price tag on that, so... He knows the price tag, so he's got to run around the Showtime offices and gather that money.
Then we'll talk.
I'm the two-weight world champion in the biggest organization in free fighting, period. There's no limitations where I come from.
To run around Showtime offices, I want the $100 million cash to fight you.
Conor McGregor fight. You didn't see it, or?
No. I didn't know Conor undefeated. I didn't know that he had a reign in MMA for 20 years and undefeated, and was world champion in 5 different weight classes. That's something I didn't know. If you're saying he's the Floyd Mayweather of the MMA, I'm trying to find out. Have you ever made $300 million in one night? Have you ever made $100 million in one night? Never compare Conor McGregor to me. That's a total disrespect. Once again, I'm an elephant. Elephant don't beef with ants. You know, elephant is so large, you don't even see ants.
Conor, what up?
How are you?
So I got Floyd yesterday, right? He said he didn't see your fight. Do you believe him?
Floyd the turd, no doubt about it. But he's going to play the heel here. I mean, Conor will be the good guy. He will be the good guy if they do this mixed match. And it won't be a mixed match. It'll be a boxing match. Of course, McGregor thinks that at 147 pounds, his skills are sufficient to where he'll be able to bum rush Floyd Mayweather, because Mayweather's not a hard puncher. Remember that. Mayweather's not a hard puncher. Put those big, fat, pillow-sized gloves on him, and he's not a big puncher and not even a good puncher. I mean, his bottom line is... You know, he can't punch. So, you know, I mean, McGregor said he can walk right through that. Well, maybe he can. And if he can, he can get in Floyd's face. Once you get in Floyd's face, I think Floyd's vulnerable. I think Floyd always has been vulnerable on the inside. The bottom line is nobody's ever been able to get on the inside with him. I mean, so many boxers try to outbox him. You cannot outbox this guy. Maybe if he gets a little bit older, he can be outboxed. But he's not a guy that you can easily outbox or maybe ever outbox. So what do? You outfight him. You find strategy to slow him down, step on his feet, things like that. Anyway, speaking of strategy, I talked about the cowboy Donald Cerrone. Of course, he was part of he's part of this new union. They call it the Mixed Martial Arts Athletics Association. It was unveiled in the past couple weeks for Dana White, the UFC face, per se, although he's not supposedly owning much anymore. Of course, the UFC was sold about a month and a half, 2 months ago for $4.2 billion. That's B with a billion. Dana White went public and said that Cerrone, you know, should have called him before joining the union, this kind of stuff. What kind of crap is that? He's supposed to call your employer? What kind of master crap? I want to use the S word there. What kind of master spit is that? I mean, yeah, I'm the master. If you want to join the union, you got to call me in advance and get your approval. I'm the master. What are you, a plantation owner? See what I'm trying to say? That's that plantation owner mentality that Dana White has utilized throughout his rise. I mean, he just has. I mean, he owns fighters. He owns them. It isn't a matter of the fighters being individuals. No, no, he owns them. He even took away their individuality, of course, with the Reebok deal, the Reebok sponsorship deal. One, I think, what was that fighter, Brendan Schaub, was getting like $80,000 to $100,000 for advertising on his trunks and on the back of his cut man's, you know, outfits and things like that. And when the UFC signed that deal with Reebok, he was going to get like $15,000 or $20,000, if that. So how do you go from $100,000 to $15,000 and you don't get compensated by the company? Well, that's why the company's in court right now. That's why that class action lawsuit, the fighters, of course, some of them involve Kyle Kingsbury or some of the names involved, but it's a class action lawsuit. What do you mean by that is that this lawsuit is being filed on behalf of every UFC fighter. And why is that? Because, you know, the UFC, as I said, I talked about that football field earlier, that 100-yard football field, the green. Think about that all being green money and the UFC management taking 87% of that field, leaving like 12 yards or 13 yards for the fight, for the all those fighters, all those individual fighters got to get paid off 13 yards. And yet on the other side of that, the flip side of that, the UFC's kept collecting 80. That I think will get settled in court. I think the UFC will come up on the losing end of that. Anyway, the former Bellator chief, of course, Mr. Bjorn Rebney, never want that guy as a neighbor. Good MMA guy, decent boxing guy. I remember when he was Ray Leonard, doing his boxing with Ray Leonard. But he got into a dispute with one of his neighbors down there in a suburb of L.A. It was a big, heated dispute. Him and this lady were going back and forth. They hated each other. I mean, they're just neighbor fights, like almost domestic violence type of thing, back and forth. But they weren't married, okay? Well, her dog turned up dead, poisoned. And they thought it was a coincidence. In fact, I'm just not saying that off the cuff, that was part of some court filings in L.A. County about 15 years ago where Rebney was accusing court papers of possibly poisoning the neighbor's dog. So he's not the guy you want to live next door to. But Bjorn Rebney, the former Bellator CEO, of course, he had to step aside when the company was floundering, and in came Scott Coker. Of course, Scott Coker, former Strikeforce guy, and of course, the man that, wow, I mean, listen, I don't think the UFC would be in the position it's in right now without some of Strikeforce's influence. What I mean by that is, I mean, the Strikeforce, the guys that came over from Strikeforce were good, good fighters, solid fighters, Gilbert Melendez. I mean, I can go on and on. Some of these fighters were outstanding fighters, okay? But when you look at the entire spectrum, the fact that the UFC bought up all these little individual companies, Pride and WEC, the aforementioned World Extreme Cage Fighting, they bought up all these little small entities. And months like Vince McMahon, they're running something that's a monopoly. And when you have a monopoly, absolute power is absolutely, it will corrupt absolutely. And that's what they say. There's no doubt about it. I think that's what happened with the UFC. I think that's what happened in the world of wrestling entertainment. Because let's be honest, I do a wrestling show Sundays at 5 p.m. Pacific time called No Holds Barred with Chris, with Zach Attack Young. But, you know, I look at the world of wrestling right now and I say to myself, yeah, some of this is entertaining, but a lot of it isn't. What happened? I mean, bad guys aren't bad guys anymore, and, you know, tough guys aren't tough guys anymore, and it's just, I don't know. I don't know what happened to the world of wrestling entertainment, but the fact that one company controls it all is an issue. The wrestling is an issue. The fact that one company controls it all is an issue, and that's the problem with the UFC. The UFC has controlled everything, and, of course, now Bellator, they're trying to strike out on their own, doing some dates. They were in Israel. They were in Italy. They were in England. So they're making an international show. They're bringing it around the pond. Coker knows how to do things. Coker is a smart dude. Maybe not as prolific as Dana White, but just as much smart. I mean, let's be honest. He took something that was nothing, something nothing in Strikeforce down there in San Jose. Got together with some investors from the San Jose Shark Pond. Of course, they call it the SEP Center or the HP Pavilion. Call it what you want, the San Jose Arena. San Jose Arena. He got together with the people that ran that, and he asked them for some investments. They invested some money, and he ended up selling Bellator. He ended up selling Strikeforce like $35 million. Holy cow, $35 million. He took a lot of that home, him and his investors. More power to him, but he is a genius. That's why I say Bellator has hope. Bellator has hope. In fact, Bellator is doing things like kickboxing, and they're trying to maybe bring back a ring for MMA. They're talking about doing that. And I think that's an exciting concept, because if you watch MMA long enough, you get tired of the cage. You just do. The cage is a pain in the eyeballs, and when it becomes a pain in the eyeballs, it's a pain in the RC. When it becomes a pain in the RC, it's a pain in the ASS. You know what I'm trying to say. If you sit octagon side like I do for these MMA events, I expect to be the 17th, I believe, up in Sacramento, California, the Golden Center, of course, for this this fantastic – I mean, it's going to be a great night of fights, but it's going to be topped by the comeback of maybe the last fight of Uriah Faber. That's right, the comeback kid, California kid, call him what you want, hasn't fared well of late. They put him in a couple of fights. He couldn't win, but he took it for the company, a company guy, no doubt about that. But will he pay the price eventually? I mean, because if this is his last fight, if this is the swan song, if this is it, the fat lady's going to sing for Uriah Faber, what does that say about mixed martial arts? The fact that he was the best fighter ever in the history of mixed martial arts, never to win a UFC title, that might be on his epitaph. This might be it. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, the West Coast, the Left Coast, San Francisco, California. My name is Pedro Fernandez, and you are tuned to Ring Talk.
Well, I think that what you'll see is you'll see big fights in big arenas. You'll see, fighters that are in the top 10 of the world. And I think you'll see another thriving league along with the UFC. I think that there's room for two. And I think it always is a healthy industry when you have two good, solid players in any business. Here I am.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Clap your hands, sir. Stop being racist. Clap your hands.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong. A lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
Check it, 57 minutes past hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. What a great weekend to be a combat sports fan. Think about this. December 10th, we had boxing on HBO. Terrence Crawford, now 29-0, taking out Jaron Molina, of course, now 29-7. Crawford, the 140-pound world boxing champion. Kickboxing and MMA, Bellator kickboxing. I mean, they did their thing. Bellator 168 was going on. We'll talk about that in No Holds Barred today at 5 p.m. Pacific time. Kickboxing, Glory 56 was going on. I mean, UFC 206, Pettis versus Holloway. In the 11th, they had the grappling commission, the grappling submission competition up there in Oregon and Washington. So, man, I mean, this is just a fantastic weekend to be a combat sports fan. In fact, it's even a better weekend to tune into Sports Byline, because at 5 p.m. Pacific time today, we take No Holds Barred in a different direction. 1 hour of pro wrestling, 1 hour of mixed martial arts for the most part. That's 2 hours of combat sports, additional hours of combat sports here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, airing at 5 p.m. Pacific time. So could you check in that great weekend? We've got boxing, we've got submission wrestling, we've got grappling, we've got the UFC, we've got Bellator. Man, I can't fit it all into 2 hours. That's why I've got another show. I come back at you at 5 p.m. Pacific time. Zach Attack Young will be here today, of course. We'll also do a lot of shoots in that show. I like doing shoots. What I mean is, you know, shoot interviews are where guys are, clips are taken out of interviews where guys are telling it like it is, you know, sort of unplugged, off-the-cuff type of stuff. And that's really where you get to the meat of the subject, folks. If you sit there and go, yeah, I'm sitting here with Bill Smell and he wants to talk about it. No. You get these interviews when you get people in the long, detailed conversations and they talk in between questions. That's when you get the real answer. So these shoot interviews we're doing as far as No Holds Barred is concerned, I just love it. I think it's the way to go. Don't forget, No Holds Barred, 5 p.m. Pacific time, 2 hours right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network each and every Sunday. Ring Talk Live Worldwide airs Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Saturday for an hour, you can combine both boxing and MMA at 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 o'clock Eastern time on the Saturdays. Of course, Sunday we come back with a two-hour show. This is hour number two. Hour number one, we talk boxing. That's 11 a.m. Pacific time. Hour number two, it's about MMA. Of course, that is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Saturday and Sunday. Don't forget, No Holds Barred. See you at 5 p.m. Pacific time today on Sports Ball. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather, are you kidding me?